You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. This episode is being released on July 2nd, 2026. And this week, we're going to be talking about arguing over the scriptures. It can be very profitable to discuss or even debate what the Bible teaches. But then there are other times that these discussions turn into unprofitable arguments. We're going to talk about some points today that will hopefully help us avoid those unproductive discussions so we can make better use of our opportunities to discuss the scriptures with others. For links to some related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/070226. Now for our discussion this week. Every week, I take a 1 to 2 minute audio clip from my sermon and post it on the church's Facebook page. I use an online service that takes the audio, turns it into a video that is sized for Facebook, and creates a transcription that displays in the video. And all this is done for free. And I'll link to that service if you want to check that out. But the church's Facebook page has almost 2,500 followers. And these video clips typically receive 200 to 300 views, which is not too bad considering we have about 4 people in the congregation who use Facebook. However, the video I posted 2 weeks ago received almost 10,000 views in 3 days, which sounds great. The problem, though, was that the comment section was filled with people arguing with the video while also completely missing the point. So after 3 days, I ended up taking the video down because I didn't have time to police it and the discussion was just getting out of control and was not going anywhere productive. Now, you might be wondering, what was I talking about that was so interesting or so controversial that almost 10,000 people viewed it? Well, surprisingly, it was a comment on Hebrews chapter 7, verses 11 through 14, explaining why Jesus could not be a priest under the law of Moses. The sermon was on the silence of the scriptures, and I'll link to that in the show notes, not the clip, but the entire sermon, so you can listen to the whole thing if you want to. But if you're curious about what people were reacting to, that clip begins at about the 5.5 minute mark of the sermon. But the text under discussion was pretty straightforward. It says, "Now if perfection was through the Levitical priesthood, for on the basis of it the people received the law, what further need was there for another priest to arise according to the order of Melchizedek, and not be designated according to the order of Aaron? For when the priesthood is changed, of necessity there takes place a change of law also. For the one concerning whom these things are spoken belongs to another tribe, from which no one has officiated at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord was descended from Judah, a tribe with reference to which Moses spoke nothing concerning priests." So that's the text that we were talking about in that sermon clip. Well, what were people arguing about? Well, the most common argument was that Jesus was actually from the tribe of Levi. No, the text says that Jesus belongs to another tribe from which no one has officiated at the altar. Someone else was arguing that Jesus was a king, but not a priest. Well, yes, he was a king, but the text says that he is also a priest arising according to the order of Melchizedek. Well, then there are others who are saying that the priestly order changed, but not the law. No, the text explicitly says that when the priesthood is changed, then of necessity the law must change as well. So how could people get so far off when the text is fairly easy to understand? Well, unfortunately, it's more common today than we might think, and not just about this particular passage. So I wanted to talk about this today. So here are some lessons or reminders to take from this. Number one, if we ignore the text, we are going to reach a wrong conclusion. That's what was happening to the reactions to that sermon clip. People were talking about what I said, ignoring any context of it because it was just a clip and not the whole sermon. But they were also not dealing with the verses that I was commenting on. And that is clear because their arguments directly contradicted the passage that was under consideration, as we noted earlier. There is no way to come to a proper conclusion when we ignore Scripture. And Jesus talked about this principle in Matthew chapter 15. "Every plant which my heavenly Father did not plant shall be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. And if a blind man guides a blind man, both will fall into a pit." Jesus was talking about the Pharisees who condemned his disciples for breaking the tradition of the elders by not washing their hands when they ate. That's mentioned in verse 2 of that chapter. Well, that tradition of the elders was just something that they came up with. It was not part of the law. In fact, Jesus pointed out how they failed to keep the law, namely the command to honor their father and mother. For God said, honor your father and mother, and he who speaks evil of father or mother is to be put to death. But you say, whoever says to his father or mother, whatever I have that would help you has been given to God, he is not to honor his father or his mother. And by this, you invalidated the word of God for the sake of your tradition. It is impossible to please God when we ignore what his word teaches and do what seems best to us instead. When the blind lead the blind, both fall into a pit. And when we reject the words of Christ, we will go astray. The number two, confident assertions are not the same as truth. Paul warned Timothy about this. For some men straying from these things have turned aside to fruitless discussion, wanting to be teachers of the law, even though they do not understand either what they are saying or the matters about which they make confident assertions. He explained in the verse before that the goal of our instruction was love from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. But instead of focusing on Scripture, they turned to fruitless discussions. Even though they wanted to teach, they didn't understand what they were talking about. And it is possible for someone to sound very confident but really have no idea what they're discussing. This is especially true with social media, because people can hide behind a keyboard and type anything they want without any real accountability. But truth is determined by what the Scriptures teach, not how confident someone sounds. And when people ignore the Bible text, as we discussed in the previous point, they will never arrive at the truth. Number three, we should not try to outsmart inspired writers. This was the most incredible part of the comments that I received to that video clip that I posted. The text is very clear. Priests came from Levi, Jesus came from Judah. Therefore, under the law, Jesus could not be a priest. But the majority of the people making comments were saying, no, Jesus came from Levi. In his second letter to Timothy, Paul described those who are always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Some people have all sorts of arguments that are rooted in some scholarship beyond the Bible, but it leads them to conclusions that directly oppose what the Bible teaches. Remember Paul's warning at the end of his first letter to Timothy. O Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to you, avoiding worldly and empty chatter and the opposing arguments of what is falsely called knowledge, which some have professed and have thus gone astray from the faith. Grace be with you. That which is falsely called knowledge will lead one away from the faith. And that is exactly what happens with many of these people who just want to sound smart as they argue about what the Bible teaches. And number four, arguing over a text does not permit us to disobey what it teaches. The Hebrew writer's point was that since the law said nothing about priests coming from the tribe of Judah, then Jesus could not serve as priest under the law. The application we can make from that is that we should not claim that a particular practice is authorized just because God never said not to do it. And you can check out the sermon that's linked in the show notes for a more in-depth discussion on that. We're not going to get into that here. But when we just sit around and argue about the text, we never get around to putting it into practice. And God expects us to put his word into practice in our lives. James said, "But prove yourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves." We are deceiving ourselves if we think that we can argue all day about the Scriptures but never learn how to apply them in our daily lives. And then finally, number five is that some people are still listening. Despite all of the off-base comments on that video, there were almost 10,000 people who saw it, and more people liked the video than left argumentative comments on it. Remember that as we teach, we are sowing the seed of the Word of God, as Jesus talked about in the parable of the sower in Luke chapter 8. Sometimes the seed will fall by the wayside and produce no growth. Other times it will fall onto good and honest hearts where it will take root and bear fruit. And we don't know who is listening or what impact our efforts are going to have. Remember Paul's teaching in Athens in Acts chapter 17. The people there initially wanted to hear what he had to say. And they took him and brought him to the Areopagus, saying, "May we know what this new teaching is which you are preaching? For you are bringing some strange things to our ears, so we want to know what these things mean." But then notice the response to his sermon. "Now when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some began to sneer, but others said, 'We shall hear you again concerning this.' So Paul went out of their midst, but some men joined him and believed, among whom also were Dionysius the Areopagite and a woman named Damaris and others with them." There were a lot of smart people in Athens who rejected and ridiculed Paul's message, but there were a few who believed. And we're trying to reach those few, and we never know how or when our efforts are going to help someone. So in summary, social media can be unpredictable, and you never know which post will be picked up by the algorithm and get seen by thousands of people. That exposure can be great to reach people who are open to the truth. And on the flip side, you're also going to reach a lot of people who just want to engage in unprofitable arguments about the Bible rather than making an effort to study the Bible and learn what it teaches. So let's be aware of this reality as we try to use the tools that are available to us to reach people with the gospel. At the same time, let's examine ourselves and make sure that we have the proper attitude as we approach the scriptures. That's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. Hope you found this episode to be helpful. For links to some related materials, including that sermon that the clip from caused all that controversy, that will be linked in the show notes. You can check those out at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/070226. If you have a moment to rate and review the podcast or share it with others, that is always appreciated. And if you're listening to this, remember that we also upload video versions of the podcast to the Plain Bible Teaching YouTube channel. So if you prefer to watch this on video, that option is there for you. And if you are watching this on YouTube, please like this video and subscribe to the channel so you can see the other videos that we post here from time to time. And if you're interested in seeing the script for this episode, that will be available on Substack, and the link for that will be in the show notes as well. Also, if you see a news story or have a topic that you think would make for a good discussion here, send that to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next time.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.